Begin the current daf Masechtas Brachas daf Samach. We begin on Amud Beis. Human taste be maskel. This begins with the words of the Gemara, Asher Yatzar Asa'adam Mechachma, that he formed man with wisdom. Taste comes to explain, not like Rashi, what does it mean, this word that Hashem formed man with wisdom? As the Gemara said, when a person comes out of the bathroom, then and he relieves himself, he has to make a bracha Asher Yatzar. So Taste brings that, but Tanchum, in the Medrash Tanchum, it's brought on the pasuk Vayivra Lekim Asa'adam, that God created man. So Amr Abayim, he says, God created man b'chachma, with wisdom. Why? What does it mean with wisdom? Shehiskin mezainaisa, because first he created his food, v'achkach barai, and then he created him. So that's smart, because you don't make the thing and then create its fuel. You have the fuel, and then you have the thing ready to go. That's what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. The Seif Perek Echadin Mamanis, the end of Perek Echadin Mamanis, and Daflam Chesem and Alf. Telekach never be'er Shabbos. That's why, after all of creation, man was created right before Shabbos. Kadesh Yekanis Lesud Miyad, that he could go right away into the meal, meaning everything was ready prepared beforehand for him. Balkein, and therefore Yastu, they instituted the bracha Asher Yatzar Sa'adam Mechachma, that he created man with wisdom, meaning Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Chachma is going Hakadosh Baruch Hu, not on the person that he created with that. He was sagacious in that way that he made man after he already made his food for him. Everything was ready. All he had to do was come into the meal. That is Chachma of the Rebbein Shalom. That's obviously related to food. And when we then are able to do that selective process and getting rid of the bad and keeping in the good, that's the bracha we make in Asher Yatzar. Now, additionally, in the bracha of Asher Yatzar, we make the bracha, we say, and that he's mafli lasis. He does wondrous things. So Taisa explains, what is the wonder that it's in the creation of man that we say? That we say when someone comes out of the bathroom, he makes the bracha of Asher Yatzar, and there was a machlikas in the Gemara. What is the conclusion? It's a bracha arucha. What do you say at the end? Bracha to Hashem. Rav says, you say, Reifechol, he heals the sick. Shmuel says, no, Reifechol Basar, he heals all flesh. And Rav Shesha said, mafli lasis, that he's wondrous in what he does. Rav Papa says, Shmuel rejected Reifechol, not everyone is sick, so it's Reifechol Basar. So Rav Papa said, you should say both, Reifechol Basar and mafli lasis. So Taisa explained, what is this mafli lasis? Bishum damrin mebereishis Rav, because we say in the Medrash Rabba in Bereishis, ki gadol ato, the pasuk says, because it's a pasuk in Tehillim, because you are great Hashem, and you do wondrous things. You alone are the God. What does that mean? What is the wonders that God does? And this is what we're coming to explain, the mafli, what's the niflois, is because Adam Isanoid, if a person makes a flask, a fila yesh a balloon, a fila yesh benekavach, even if it has one hole, malay machat tzedakas, even if it's just the eye of a needle, a tiny, tiny hole, haruch yaitse, the ear goes out. And you can't keep wine inside that flask because everything's going to leak out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu bar nekavim nekavim ba'adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made man with many different holes, and yet v'shem haruach she'en yitzman. He keeps the spirit, he keeps the ear inside of the person that it doesn't leave him. A person is a sack of bones. How does he have that space inside of him? That spirit is a miracle. That's a mafalasis. He keeps the ruchnis and the gashmis. He has the spirit, the ear inside the person and the body. Even though there's all these holes, it does not escape. That's what it means, mafalasis. Continue the next taste of the Maschil. Taste begins with the words of the Gemara. It's talking about the Berchas HaShachar. Kishama kol nar the Geila. When someone hears the voice of the rooster, Oimei says, in the morning, the rooster starts crowing. He says, Baruch Shanos Lasech Vivino Lahavchen. Blessed is Hashem who gave understanding to the Sechvi, which is the rooster, to differentiate between nighttime and daytime. And the rooster starts crowing at the break of dawn. That's when you make the bracha of Shanos Lasech Vivino. So I just come to explain that it's actually, even if you don't actually hear it, you make the bracha. So although the Gemara says it's when you hear it, so he says, well, then the same thing would apply, even if he doesn't actually hear a rooster. Why? Tess explains, because the aim bracha zu, you don't have the intention of this bracha because of that you're hearing the rooster. It's el havchana al hanoi sa'ayrin. Rather, it's regarding the ability to differentiate between the pleasure of the light of the day, shatarnagol mafchin. It's the rooster that understands it and differentiates it. But it's the person that benefits from the light. And the bracha you're making is on the benefit, the pleasure of the light. It's just a rooster that's the simon, not the siba. He's the sign, not the cause. And therefore, even if you didn't hear the actual rooster, you're going to make the bracha of when you have the break of dawn, the bracha shanas lasach vino lahafrim. The next taste, the Maschil taste, begins with the words of the Gemara, that kipar sudra al reshe. When you put the kerchief on your head, then you make this bracha of Oiti Soba Savar, which comes to explain that the bracha is, however, not just when you put something on your head, is like all these brachas, is like we explained in the previous tases, when you have the pleasure of it. So Taisa says, the same thing would apply not just a kerchief, but l'chol kaiva, l'chol kisoy, any hat, any covering, the same thing would apply that you make this bracha of oiti soba zafara, meaning one time a day, but no matter what the head covering is going to be. But Taisa qualifies, it says, v'dafka kishanen, this is only if the person is getting pleasure. Aval meninen, but if he's not having pleasure for any of these brachas hashachar. Let's say he's laying on his bed. So lo yavarch is not going to make this bracha of oiti soba zafara because that's only when you get dressed up. So you're not having pleasure if your head is covered on your bed. And so you're not going to make loizu not this bracha. But loy ma'abasharum, neither you can make the bracha of clothing the naked, although you're covered by a blanket. That's not what we mean, having the pleasure of getting dressed up. And v'lay brachas k'yetzban, and neither for all these other brachas that we mentioned, like zaykev kefufim, although you might be straight when you're laying down. No, it's only when you're standing straight up, erect, that's what we mean you make these brachas, kibin shleinen, that when you're laying in your bed, you're not really getting pleasure from that. And therefore that wouldn't be viable to make those brachas hashachar. As Taisus proves, k'demashma perek shlishi de Megillah, like it sounds like in the third perek of Megillah, daf chav dalam abeis. Gabe michlei ruah ma'aris miyamav. The Gemara there talks about someone that never saw the heavenly light, bodies of light, the sun, in his days. The kulam abay, that actually all the opinions they require shehenim in the ayrit, that he has to have pleasure from the light to be able to say the bracha b'yitzim ma'aris. There's a machleik, Rabbi Yehuda holds, since the blind person never had pleasure, he cannot make a bracha. Rabbanan say that you could, is because they hold that you do have a pleasure simply because other people could use the light to help him. But according to everyone, if he wouldn't be having any pleasure whatsoever, you wouldn't be able to make the bracha. So say something over here, the birchas hashachar is only if you have pleasure. If you don't have pleasure, then you cannot make the birchas hashachar. Continuing the next taste of Maskel, taste begins with the words of the Gemara that regarding putting on tefillin, the bracha is Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvos, that he sanctified us with his commandments. B'tzivonu l'nichtvon, he commanded us to put on the tefillin. Which taste brings two different opinions regarding the tefillin, if you make one bracha or you make two brachas. That is, the Gemara brought that when a person puts on the tefillin shayad, he makes this bracha of that we're quoting in the Taisis Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvos l'nich tefillin. When he puts on the tefillin shayraish, then he makes the bracha Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvos al mitzvah tefillin. So Tais explains that the reason why we differentiate between the bracha on the tefillin shayad and tefillin shereish is because kiven the tchilas hanachas bezrayai, since the beginning of putting on tefillin, there's two tefillin, there's one on the arm, there's one on the head. The initial placing is the one on the arm. So yesh levarch lanich, there it's appropriate bracha to say the bracha to put on, because this is when you're starting to put on. Al b'shereish, when you're subsequently putting on the tefillin shereish on the head, then mevarach al mitzvah v'leil anich. Then you're not going to make the bracha of to place on. Rather, you make the bracha on the mitzvah is shekvar hischol v'niach achemim, because you already started in placing it. So you're not coming to place l'haniach. You already did place one of the tefillin. So therefore, that's why the bracha on the shereish is al mitzvahs and not l'haniach. Now, regarding these two brachas, Tosfos brings that ubeperka kaimitz. Perka kaimitz amenachas avlam evav meralv. Amar the Gemara says the following halacha. Laisach, if someone did not talk in between putting on the tefillin shayad and tefillin shereish, so mevarach achas, he makes only one bracha. Sach, if he spoke in between, mevarach shtam, he has to make two brachas. So Pirsha Kunchus, Rashi really explains, what does that mean? The al shtei ha-tefillin kama, it's in reference to the two tefillins, meaning that the mevarach bracha achas al shtehen. You're going to make one bracha on both the tefillin shayad and tefillin shereish, meaning with one bracha, it's going to be effective for both tefillin. Beloy sach ben time. Meaning, if you didn't talk in between, which you're not supposed to talk, you just put on the tefillin shayad. And right away, you put on the tefillin shereish. So according to Rashi, you're going to be making one bracha. You say the bracha of laniach tefillin, you put in shayad, and you put in shereish. If you spoke between the tefillin shayad and tefillin shereish, oh, okay, now the bracha of the shayad is not effective on the shereish, because you spoke, you were mafsik. Then you'll make a new bracha. Which bracha? Not laniach, but rather al mitzvahs. However, it says, taste of a deichi glemer. That's a difficulty to give that interpretation. The loy hutzuchoshtei brachas, that you tell me that they did not require these two different blessings of the laniach va mitzvahs to say laniach and shal yad and al mitzvahs tilon and shal reish, elikesh esach va avera, only if someone spoke and he violated, which you're not supposed to speak between the shal yad and shal reish. Then that's where you're going to make al mitzvahs tilon and shal reish. Taisa finds it difficult to say that the Rabbana Institute is a special, unique bracha for those who are sinners. Because that means to say, you're really not supposed to say the bracha al mitzvahs. You're really supposed to say one bracha. If you made the avera and you spoke, then you say a bracha al mitzvahs. Taisa finds that difficult. L'chem perish Rabbein Tam, therefore Rabbein Tam disagrees with the interpretation of Rashi. Rather, the al shel reish, regarding the tefillin shel reish, he gemar mitzvah, that's the conclusion of the mitzvah, because then you're putting on the final set of the pier. And v'ikor, it's also the primary tefillin. Why? Because the yesh bedal batim. In contrast to the shel yad, only has one container, which in there there's the four parashas. In the shel reish, there's four containers, four compartments. and Vishin. You have the Shin of Shakai, of Shin Dal Yudah, of God's name, which is engraved in the Tefillin Shel Reish. So that's the primary. So that is Mavarach Al Mitzvah. That you're always going to say the bracha, not only if you sinned. The Tefillin Shel Yad is always Lonich. Tefillin Shel Reish, even if he did not speak out, it's going to be Al Mitzvah, which is on the Mitzvah. The primary Gemara of the Mitzvah is the Shel Reish. Now, but what the Gemara was saying in Menachas, Avasach, that if you speak, that you're going to say two, you'll always say two. What it means to say is, you're going to say two, Chayizim Avarach Shtayim Al Shel Reish. Then you're going to go back and you're actually going to say two brachas just on the Shel Reish. Meaning to say that the Lahaniach that you already made on the Shel Yad, you're going to have to go ahead and now say over that bracha on the Shel Reish. Because since you spoke in between, so you made a hafzik between the bracha of Lahaniach and putting on the Tefillin Shel Reish. And therefore, when it's saying you're going to do two, you always do two. But you're going to be doing two, you're actually going to be doing three. You're going to be doing the original Lahaniach, and you can do two now on the Shel Reish, because the Lahaniach of the Shel Yad doesn't work now for the Shel Reish. And v'chein b'shemusha rabba, the Ga'inim, so too the Shemusha rabba from the Ga'inim, also says like this interpretation of Rabbeinu Tam. Now, comes out, says Teisul, the Pirsha Rabbeinu Tam, according to this interpretation of Rabbeinu Tam, comes out that Gabisach, if let's say someone did speak between the Shel Yad and the Shel Reish, some of Arkshtam, you can make it two brachas, im yaniach, you can be making, that meaning, according to this interpretation of Rabbeinu Tam, that if you speak, you make mevarach shtam, you make two brachas. So it comes out the following case, not like Rashi. If let's say someone's only putting on his tefillin shel reish, and as Tosafot points out, you could have such a case that you'll only be putting on shel reish, because the ema akven zeh, it's in the halacha, if someone only has one of the two tefillins, he could fulfill that part of the mitzvah, and they're not considered integral as if you didn't do any part of the mitzvah until you do the whole thing. So let's say you only have the shel reish and you're only putting that on. You're going to make two brachas only on the shel reish. I mean, according to Rashi, you only say al mitzvahs if you made a hefsek. So according to Rashi, you're going to make one bracha, let's say lahaniach. According to Rabbeinu Tam, if you're putting on the shel reish, you're going to say lahaniach and the al mitzvahs on the shel reish, because you always say al mitzvahs on the shel reish and you have to say lahaniach because this is the first placing of the tefillin because you're not putting on the shel yad. Now, then, therefore, says Tosis, a mashal hiska gemara. Then, why doesn't the gemara mention al shel reish b'lvad mevarach shtayim? That you could have such a halacha that when you only put in shel reish, that you say two brachas, which is a chiddush, and it's something that would sound like important. Says Tosis, lafisha ein regilas klal, because it's not really so customary. It's not something that was significant statistically to mention in the gemara. Lehanir zebalezet, to be putting on the shel reish without putting the shel yad. Why? Because the tefillin be'bar chavu shchichi, the tefillin of this household, the bar chavu, where they produce tefillin, is common, as the Gemara says in Bamasich of Tesma Beis, means to say tefillin was very commonly found to be able to purchase both the shal yad and shal resh, and therefore it's not so common to have such a case of putting on only shal resh and not the shal yad, because tefillin was available, therefore it wasn't significant enough for the Gemara to mention. But yes, according to Rabbeinu Tam, if you only put in shal resh, you can be making two brachas, lahaniach and al mitzvahs. And v'chein perish Rabbeinu Tam b'tshuvaisav, so too, as he says over here, Rabbeinu Tam explains in his response in the Sif HaYasha. And v'chein Rabbeinu Elchanan, so Rabbeinu Elchanan, b'seidu tikkun tefillah shalai, in the order of his instituting of the laws of prayer, Kasav Keni writes the same thing, that, like Rabbeinu Tam, that the halach of saying the bracha of al mitzvahs and tefillah shalaiish is not only if you interrupt, which is actually prohibited. No, it's in all situations, even if one does not interrupt, you make a lohaniach on the shal yad, and you make the al mitzvahs on the shal reish.